The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, John Astronomy here. Welcome to the Christmas episode of Talking Metal, coming to you from New York, New York.
Yes, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, guys. John and Mark, the two founding members of Talking Metal, wrapping up 2016. This will be the last episode of the year. And Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas to you and yours. Let's get into some music right now, and then we'll come back and talk a little. This is Silent Night. This is, you got Chuck Billy on vocals, Scott Ian doing some of the guitar work, a bunch of great guys on this track. John Tempesta, is that how you say his name, John?
Tempesta, that's how I always said it.
But he's on drums. The drums sound ferocious on this. This is Silent Night.
No relation to Joey Tempest, who is also good.
Mother!
Well, silent night, guys. Merry Christmas again. John, it's been a great year for Talking Metal, and one of the reasons is, you know, 2015, you weren't with us at all, and this marked your return to the show after a 14-month break in January, and it's been great to have you back sporadically on the show, and we hope that the trend continues in 2017, maybe even getting you on more shows.
Yeah, I'd like to be on every week, and I cannot believe that I was away for 14 months. How freaking weird is that? I totally did not know that, but definitely glad to be back. We got to work something out. You know what? The only reason I was away, guys, was because I was probably out on the road with Ace so much, or doing other Ace-related work, either in New York or in California or somewhere across the country. So it's been crazy, but definitely glad to be back. Got a ton of stuff, guys, to fill you in on. Just the random insanity that is the astronomy lifestyle, right?
Yes, and you actually were starting to tell me, and I cut you off. I said save it for the podcast because we recently had a listener call in. I'm trying to remember. I think it was David Isaac called in, and he mentioned the infamous rat stories that you've had. Where John just somehow has these run-ins with rats. I believe we're on Manhattan Island. I think there's actually more rats on the island than there is people. Have you heard that? I don't know if that's true, but somebody told me that.
I have heard that, and I recently watched a TV special called Rats, I believe was the name, and it basically focused on the rat population in giant cities throughout the world, and New York was, of course, one of the main ones. And what's crazy is you can go up to pretty much any of those big garbage piles you see, like on the sidewalk, if it's next to like a sewer grate and you go and kick it, I guarantee you a whole bunch of rats will run out. It's like a freaky thing. That's what it showed it on the special. But here's what happened. I'm coming back from the Revolver Awards the other night, Tuesday night. Today is Friday, but this will, of course, be posted on a different day. But so a couple of days ago, I come out of a really high-end hotel, like in a city where...
And you're not making this up.
No, I'm not making this up. This, yeah.
You're not making this up. I mean,
no.
Because it seems like... I know there's listeners out there going, oh, here he goes with another fictional rat story. But this is... You swear. Yeah. This is absolutely true.
I swear to God this is true. And I even have a photo to prove it, but I mean, I couldn't get that anywhere, but it's definitely from my camera. We will post this on the show notes Talking Metal. There's this, like, so here's what happens. I'm in a high-end hotel, like, for example, the L.A. Lakers were there. I was, like, in the elevator talking to one of the dudes, and, you know, musicians, top people stay there. Even people that aren't in metal bands but are famous musicians stay there. So I walk out of the hotel. And I trip on something. And what's funny is I'm with Ace's good friend, Buddy, who I call my Uncle Buddy. And he also tripped. So both of us tripped, and we're like, what the hell was that? And I look down, and it's a rat. And I think it might have been bleeding, and I think that it was either dead, and it just recently got killed by something, or maybe it was my snakeskin boot. Believe it or not, the same pair of boots. But this was the replacement, because after that first time the giant rat jumped on my foot, this was even a bigger rat, I returned those boots, believe it or not, to the store. I didn't want them anymore after they were touched by a rat. And then what happened was got a new pair of boots, wearing the same boots, and of course I attract yet another rat. And I think it was bleeding, and it looks like it wasn't moving, so I may have killed it. But what are the odds of that? That I have another run-in with a rat. This was my third rodent incident. There was the one where the rat was like attached to my foot and would not let go. That was a giant rat. It was about the size of a small puppy. That one happened on 10th Avenue and like 42nd Street. This one happened downtown in the Soho area. And then, of course, I had the time where I picked up what may have been a rat, could have been a mouse, at a bar in Jersey City, thinking it was a scrunchie. You know those things you put in your hair? And I handed it to a girl, going, oh, by the way, here's your scrunchie. And I was holding a rat. And, of course, the girl freaked out, screamed, and ran away from me. And needless to say, there was no second date.
Right. Okay. The music has obviously started here at the bar. Wow. Yeah. Because I used to like look down at the subway tracks and I'd see like rats running around. I don't see them anymore. So I don't see as many rats in New York City as I used to. But apparently they're here and they're on to you. They're following you around, or at least I don't know what's going on.
I swear to God, those boots are sitting like right in the doorway of my place, and I don't even know what to do with them. I don't want to touch them. They got rat blood on them. It's just insane. So. Yet, once again, we have a great night at the Revolver Awards, and then it's ended with another confrontation with a rat.
All right, and on that note, this is Christmas with the Devil, Spinal Tap. Spinal Tap here on Talking Metal's Christmas edition. We are here in a bar in Times Square hanging out. And John, big thanks for getting your main man Ace on the podcast. We had him on one of the previous episodes, and also the YouTube clip is doing gangbusters after only one day, past 3,000 views.
Wow, Mark, that's great. And thanks to Emily, thanks to Jay Bones, thanks to you. And it was really cool. What happened was Talking Metal had a post right at the beginning of the black carpet. But we came in a different area because there was kind of a line to get in, even for the talent. So we went in a different direction, and we were at the other end of the carpet. So what happened was I ran and grabbed Emily and Jay Bones and said, look, I don't want you to lose your spot, but can you follow me? Because I'd love to get Ace on the show and on the YouTube stuff. And
Jay Bones, of course, the cameraman we were working with.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Jay. And it was great. Emily did such a great job. It was a really cool thing. And it was an interview with Ace, and Rachel was with him. And Buddy and I were standing right around, as well as was Gio from E1 Records.
Yeah, and some interesting stuff Ace said in that little bit of time that we had him for a new record he's working on. I found that interesting. Sounds like three songs he's already written with Rachel. So pretty amazing that we're gonna get another Ace record. I mean, it's just been boom, boom, boom with these records, like three records within what, the last 5 years, I would say, and now potentially another one. It's a lot for these bands. Half these bands never put out music, you know, and Ace is just going at this stage in his career. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, Ace is doing so great, and he just built a new studio. And that is really exciting. So he's eager to start recording in his brand new studio. And E1 Records has been great. And so, of course, Space Invader came out in 2014. And then recently Origins came out. And now a new record is underway. And believe it or not, Ace asked me if I wanted to write. And I, of course, said yes as well. So it's going to be cool.
Okay, cool. Looking forward to that. You got to fill us in on that. And the book Ace mentioned, he's talked about that before, but also a second book, that is. Also, that he got a text from Gene, and that Gene might be coming down to a show. Do you think that would be the Beverly Hills show, or I know there's a Vegas show, too.
Yeah, there's also a show in, there's a place that's called the Canyon Club, and it's somewhere else in California, but apparently around the L.A. area. So could be any one of those shows, and you never know, Gene might want to fly out to some random show, but I would probably suspect it would be in one of the shows out in California. But that would be pretty awesome to have Gene come down and check out Ace. Just as it was really great to spend time with Paul Stanley at the video shoot for Fire and Water. That was just such a cool event. Everybody had such a nice time. And, you know, even the like Paul's people and, you know, Fran, the guitar tech for Paul, who's just been a longtime good friend of Paul's and a great, great, great guitar tech. Him and I had a chance to really bond and hang out, and we've kept in touch since then. And, that was great. So it would be really cool to get a chance to see Gene at one of the Ace shows, and I'm definitely looking forward to it.
You know, Ace tells a story on the most recent Eddie Trunk podcast about that whole experience of the shoot, and one of the things that I found interesting that he says, and if you haven't heard this interview, I suggest everyone go check it out, Eddie Trunk's podcast, Ace Frehley Interview. He says that Ace says, you know, after we shot for a while, I told Paul, you know, I'm going to do some stuff with a smoking guitar. You can go, you know, don't feel like you got to hang out. And Paul said, no, I'm going to hang out, you know, and he ended up just kind of hanging out, you know, for the rest of the stuff, even though technically you guys were done with him, you know. And to me, that sounds pretty cool. I mean, that sounds like a guy who was enjoying what he was doing. And he wasn't like, get me the hell out of here as soon as possible. You know, I found that very interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. It was really cool because the thing was, we were, you know, trying to make, you know, everything run smoothly, and we didn't want to keep anybody. I mean, Mark, you've been on shoots, a million shoots, and I've been on shoots, and most of the time, guys, just people in the industry, they want to get in and get out. And even if, I mean, there have been Talking Metal TV shoots where, like, one of us kind of came in, did our thing, and split even when the rest of the shoot was still going on. And we love Talking Metal, and it's just how scheduling is. But we... And for that reason, we let Paul know that, you know, we wanted to make it as smooth as it could be for him. Yet instead, you know, Paul, in fact, actually was there first, and he left, you know, at the end of the shoot. So it was really, really cool. He was amazing, and I think he was having a great time, and Ace was definitely having a great time, and it was really, really cool.
Yeah, he must have enjoyed being there. He wouldn't have hung out, you know. I thought it was really cool to hear Ace talk about that. Let's get into some more Christmas music. This is Heavy Christmas by Twisted Sister.
I have a metal Christmas, nitro locate to me. A time to all party. Oh, my heavy metal Christmas, nitro locate to me. Two pairs of spandex pants and a time to all party. Oh, my heavy metal Christmas, nitro locate to me.
Twisted Sister, one of my all-time favorite bands in the whole world. When I went to Berkeley, they said, name your favorite groups. Most people were writing like Jaco Pastorius and, you know, Wynton Marsalis. And I was like, my favorite bands are Kiss, Rat, and Twisted Sister. Or I don't know what order I put them in, but it was those are my favorite bands. And I think I listed Queensryche too because I thought, oh, my God, that's going to make those Berkeley people think I'm a real musician. I got there and they were like, you idiot. Like,
yeah. Good stuff. Anyways, I guess we'll wrap this up. Again, guys, best holiday wishes and a happy new year to everyone out there who's listening. We appreciate your support. We look forward to having you listen to podcasts next year, 2017. I wish you a happy new year. John?
Yeah, guys, thank you so much for all of your continued support. We have so much fun doing this. And, I mean, guys, I'm going to be back. As long as Mark and I are in the same town, or even if we're not and we've got Skype, we can do it. But the podcasts are much, much more fun when it's Mark and I hanging out together and doing them. And I swear to God, guys, unless you're doing this, it's hard to understand this. But as soon as I got the mic here and I'm talking and I'm hanging with Mark, I really feel like I'm talking with everybody. And it's a strange thing, because if I attempted to give a speech in front of a group of people or something like that, it doesn't go as well as it talking to you guys does. But for some reason, when I know in my head that I'm doing this for Talking Metal, it makes it just like a fun conversation with you guys. And I really appreciate the support, and I appreciate everything that everybody does. You guys, Mark, Jay Bones, Emily, Mitch, everybody involved in the Talking Metal family.
Cool. And on that note, we'll end with kind of a crazy tune. This is Christopher Lee, the actor. He died last year. 1922, he was born, passed away in 2015. Very long acting career, but he also did some heavy metal music. I mean, he appeared on the screen in movies like The Wicker Man, at least one James Bond movie, Lord of the Rings. He played Count Dooku, the former Jedi who turned to the dark side in Star Wars. I believe it was episode 2 and 3, I think. And this is a song by him. John, you want to say something?
Yeah, sorry, I got to tell one more breaking news story.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Okay, sorry, I interrupted that. We're going to save all that, and we're going to get to that song in a minute. But yeah, forgot to tell you, I was almost killed last weekend.
By what, a truck?
By Ace Frehley's pool table. Oh. I'm not kidding, guys. I am in a storage unit. Now, we have various storage units cross country that have everything from, touring gear to... miscellaneous stuff in it. And I'm in this unit, and I'm looking for a drum, specific drum, and which I'm trying to think. It probably wasn't the drum that was used on the 78 solo album, but it was probably a drum that Anton Figg used on Anomaly. So I'm looking for this drum, and there was some stuff, and I was, like, moving things around, and then all of a sudden, something fell on me and pinned me against a wall.
In Ace's storage unit. This is in New York, this is New York, right?
New York State. Yeah, this is in New York State. So I am pinned, and I can't figure out what it is that's pinning me, because there was something that turned out to be a giant painting that was literally... like 10 foot by 8 foot or something like that. It was a giant painting, but that's not what literally pinned me. It turned out to be a pool table. And so what happened was the pool table, which, they're made out of slate, and it was on a dolly. And when I was, like, kind of moving things around, attempting to look behind, like, this wall of stuff, it fell off the dolly, and it kind of fell onto, like a 45-degree angle, and it pinned me up against not quite the wall, but other stuff. And for a second, I was like, I'm stuck. I can't, at first I thought I'd just push it off and get out, but there was no pushing this thing. This was a giant, high-quality pool table, and... I didn't even know it was a pool table until, after I got out. So I'm thinking, my phone is outside on a little cart, And so then I'm just thinking maybe I just start yelling help. And then I'm figuring that's probably not going to do anything because this place has like four floors and it was like a weekend and there's like hardly anybody in there. I did talk to the people. They said eventually someone would have done some rounds and would have possibly found.
How did you get out? Ace rescue?
No. So what happened is I ended up just saying I better calm down for a minute even if I'm stuck here, which I did, believe it or not. So at first I panicked and then I said I better calm down. And then somehow I was able to luckily the pool table had hit. It pinned me, but it was also up against something else because let's say I move, it's still going to be against me. But I was able to kind of like squirm down and then out. Like if so, if you think of something, like let's just say something 45 degrees against the wall, there's more space under. So somehow I was able to squeeze myself under, and then instead of the pool table completely falling down, it fell against something else, and then I was able to squirm out. And then I had to walk around, and it was just insane. I mean, it was really dangerous. I don't think it hit me at how lucky I am to not have gotten initially crushed by the thing, which was a definite possibility, but the fact that I got out, because even if somebody would have came by at the end of the night, I might not have been able to keep yelling help. I might have just passed out or something like
you
that.
You may have gotten eaten by rats.
Yeah, there's probably rats up in that area, and, you know, who knows? And so I could have been, that would have been the worst if I was attacked by a rat, but luckily I survived. And made it out.
Lived to tell about it.
I did. But guess what? The pool table is still like on a 45 degree angle, so I'm going to have to get like a team of like guys to come up there and fix it. So if you want to be one of the team, you can come up.
No, thanks. No, I'll do it. I'll do it, sure.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of cool stuff in there, guys. What's funny about being
in that's what I'd like to see, some of the stuff in Ace's storage unit.
Yeah. What's funny is that you get to see a lot of cool stuff. Everything from, like, you know, normal stuff that people would have in a storage unit to, like, really cool stuff. Like, I'll give you an example. I saw, like, a stand-up, you know, one of those Gibson guitars, like, you know, like life-size stand-ups of Ace, you know, holding the Gibson guitar with makeup. And then and I saw stuff like slot machines and, like, you know, all kind of cool stuff that Ace had in this house.
Wow. Cool. Yeah, that's it. I'd love to check out that stuff. Anyways, the adventures of astronomy. Craziness, always.
Yeah, I forget. You would have thought maybe I would have let off with the almost gotten killed thing, but I kind of forgot about that. Things are so insane right now. But
anyways, that'll wrap up today's show, and that'll wrap up the year here. Good year, 2016. We'll check out here with Christopher Lee, Darkest Carols, Faithful Sing. Again, known for his work as Count Dooku on Star Wars. This is Christopher Lee, Talking Metal.
For some, what have all these burdens done? Failed in flame. strings, his guitar's grits and sings. While he sings his stories lying on a man in prize of nine, raising hell on the twelfth night, born to sing like angels might. Darkest carols faithful sing, glory to the mental beings.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.